1420 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks. President Biden's on his way back to Washington now after a visit to Israel and confirms Egypt will allow humanitarian aid into Gaza.
I'm very blunt about the need to support getting humanitarian aid to Gaza. Get it to Gaza and do it quickly.
The president also condemned the attack on a hospital in Gaza and urged Israelis not to rage against Palestinians, since many aren't affiliated with terrorists. CBS's Imtiaz Taieb is in Tel Aviv.
President Biden, in that very wide-ranging speech, was really trying to speak to everybody there. But I think when we look at those images of those protests all across the region here, that few people heard that and are still extraordinarily angry, not only at what happened at that hospital, but the fact that over the last 11 days, over 3,000 Palestinians have been killed.
More than 1,400 people have died in Israel. Hundreds of protesters held a sit-in at the U.S. Capitol today, urging lawmakers to push for a ceasefire in the Middle East. Many there were arrested. At least three were charged with assault on a police officer during processing. The House will be back at it again tomorrow to vote for Speaker.
No person having received a majority of the whole number of votes cast by surname, a Speaker has not been elected.
Jim Jordan falling short. CBS's Nicole Killian.
Republicans are regrouping right now that they are meeting. And, you know, once again, I suspect they will be discussing a path forward. You know, Jim Jordan has made clear he wants to fight this out and will continue to fight this out.
Speaker pro tem Patrick McHenry is also an option now. Justice today for Natalie Holloway.
Natalie Holloway's mother, Beth, says Yaron Vandersloot confessed to authorities that he killed Natalie while she was on a high school graduation trip in 2005.
As far as I'm concerned, it's over.
Beth Holloway says his confession was verified with a polygraph test.
CBS's Matt Piper. Jussie Smollett's rep says the actor's going to rehab following an extremely difficult few years. It comes as Smollett appeals his criminal conviction in Chicago for lying to police about a racist attack in 2019. And researchers at Johns Hopkins University now are looking into a link between breast cancer and alcohol. Here's CBS's Natalie Brand.
The American Cancer Society says women who have one alcoholic drink a day have a 7 to 10% increase in risk. Up to three drinks a day, 20% higher risk. And while cancer prevention guidelines say it's best not to drink alcohol, it's recommended women limit their intake to no more than one drink a day.
This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Nothing slows my little girl down.
Except a stuffy nose.
Mommy.
That's why I use Sinex Children's Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus in everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex? Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children's Saline. Sinex? Breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Exergen thermometers are a top choice of medical professionals at highly ranked hospitals across the U.S. With kids back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Make Exergen thermometer the chosen thermometer for your home or business to check for fever, where accuracy matters. When measuring temperature at home and at work, use an Exergen thermometer to keep your family and your colleagues safe. Available at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's informative.
Have neither of you been on sleigh rides before?
Yeah, never, never. No. I've never been on.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've been on like dozens. Oh, my gosh.
We gotta do it.
And I don't even like winter.
What kind of life are you living, Seth?
He was way up in the,
Northern Minnesota, yeah. I mean, come on.
Where every neighbor has a sleigh in their barn.
Big words from someone from Toma.
Oh, it's on now, bro.
Every weekday from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Luke Fickell Radio Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. Also brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, here's your host, the voice of the Badgers, Matt LaPay.
Welcome into this week's edition of the Luke Fickell Radio Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Back on the road for the Badgers, the one road game here in the month of October as Wisconsin makes the trip down to Memorial Stadium in Champaign to take on the Illinois Fighting Illini, a team that got its first Big Ten win last week in pretty dramatic fashion. A field goal and a final snap of the game as they went down to College Park and beat Maryland 27-23. As we're joined now by the Badgers head coach. I know, Luke, you mentioned it Monday. It's back to, you know, it's like in baseball, you got that next game pretty fast. Basketball, the same thing. Football, it's different, your next game, but you meet Sunday, guys are off Monday, and then Tuesday, you have to look ahead, win or lose, right? You got to keep pushing forward.
Yeah, it's tough. Sunday's usually the toughest one. But you're kind of trying to push beyond it after Sunday, because we'll go out on the field and run around and do a good hour's worth of work on the field, or, you know, almost an hour. But you kind of try to put the game to bed and watch it and correct a lot of things, and then get out there and sweat a little bit for several reasons. Obviously, just get the soreness and things out, get a look at the next week and try to get a jump start on some of those things. But also in a situation like this is try to get those bad feelings out of your system with the ability to get back onto the field a little bit.
The game itself, I guess, for lack of a better term, old school Big Ten game. You were probably in a few of those in your time at Ohio State, in an era where it's still lots of points being scored. Maybe the nature of the game itself, I know there's disappointment, but the nature of the game, the physicalness of the game was pretty much what you expected, was it not?
No, it was. It definitely was. And, so there's some things that didn't surprise me. Some things that did surprise you, obviously, like you have every week, but it was the good old fashioned. I think the biggest surprise was you thought you might get a little bit more weather situation that might have made it be a little bit more of that type of game. But ultimately, we end up getting some really good weather for the obviously the kick and throughout the entire game. But it was a good old fashioned slugfest, old Big Ten style.
Yeah, ironically, the rain stopped a couple hours before kickoff. The wind started to back off. It had all the makings of a rainy, blustery day. Their punter was ridiculous. On a good day, he's really good anyway. We've talked about that. Your guy was pretty good, too, because one of the storylines last week was their return man, Cooper DeGene. I mean, you've been asked a lot about what didn't go right. Your guy, Atticus Bertrams, and your cover unit in particular, DeGene didn't hurt you, which he hurts a lot of teams. He didn't on Saturday.
Yeah, and I mean, if you really look at the game the year before, you know, block punt and then a couple, or at least one good big return by DeGene. So that was one of those things that, you know, we were definitely knew we had to do a great job of. And ultimately, when you come out of there, it's like, okay, we got outdone by their special teams. But maybe in a way, because, you know, their kicker kicked a 53-yarder and probably had 10 more yards to go on it, and their punter probably had as good a performance as I've ever seen in a football game, that really just kind of kept us, you know, at bay and back there within our own territory, even in some situations when you thought you might have generated a little bit more momentum.
We should ask you, we asked you about this when Atticus first came onto the program, but it's probably a good time, we're just starting the second half of the season, to circle back, because this is another game where your kicker, obviously you have a kicker from Australia, Illinois has a kicker from over there, he's 30 years old, I guess, but For you in your time at Cincinnati, how did that come about? You have to build relationships. Kind of walk us through, because you and many others in this league and beyond have a pretty good thing going with kickers in that part of the world.
Well, so there is a kick group over there that kind of trains these guys, and actually it started all the way back when I was in Columbus, and I think before I left there, we probably had our first Australian kicker. And so you got to know these guys, and when they come to the States, they'd kind of do some tours, and all of a sudden you just kind of trust them, really, to be honest with you, in all that they do. And when we went to Cincinnati, it was kind of one of those things like, we need a punter, let's call, let's ask them. And, they say, okay, we'll send you one. And you're like, well, hold on now. It's like sight unseen, other than some footage kicking in a field with nobody rushing. Who knows if he's holding the ball for 6 seconds, if the wind is gusting and I'll be honest with you, they sent us over a guy that started for 4 years, was, I think, a finalist for the Ray Guy Award. Was phenomenal in our first 4 years at Cincinnati. Sent us another one who was a preseason All-American. And it's just one of those things where, okay, you trust what it is that they do and what they're telling you, especially in the situation when you need them.
I would imagine under any circumstances, a coach has the stomachs doing flip-flops about how someone's going to perform in this type of an environment, maybe especially so your first time or two, bringing someone in like, okay, it's one thing over there, it's another in front of 80,000 people, X millions watching, dudes with bad intentions on the other side of the line of scrimmage. I mean, obviously it's worked out, but what were you going through that first time?
Yeah. So first, the unique thing is most of these guys have never played a football game. So they've punted or they've played some Australian rule, but they've never punted with a rush. Well, that's a little bit different. So there's a lot of growth and the things like that. Not to mention the thing I messed up on in year one was those Australian guys have never punted in cold weather.
Uh-huh.
So the only issue we had at Cincinnati in the 6 years with, two Australian punters was the first time we played in some really cold, bad weather. I think he did drop a ball, and it just reminded me, okay, there's a lot of things these guys have never done. Being or playing or kicking or doing a whole lot in cold weather is definitely one of them. So that's something that we'll have to make sure as we move forward that we get Atticus prepared for.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's those little things. It doesn't get cold here, though. It's overrated here. It's actually very nice here in the fall. Let's get to the obviously the most talked about storyline, not the only one that we need to get to, but the most talked about one with Tanner Mordecai suffering the injury, Braden Locke getting himself ready. Layman's observation, and then talking to Braden even in the springtime and then again this week, I have to remind myself he's a redshirt freshman, because when I talk to him, and probably more importantly when you guys do, he comes off like someone who's been around longer than a couple of years in college football.
Yeah, and because he's a gym rat, because he's a film rat. He's a guy that's, loves and loves and loves the game. So he works at it and works at it. But you're right. He is a redshirt freshman, has not really ever seen, like we were talking about with the punters. I mean, he just hasn't seen college live action nearly as much. And I think that's what's most difficult. That's what, keeps you laying awake at night. And, not that you don't trust and believe in them. It's just that the experiences that they've had at that position in particular is quite unique.
He talked about how his routine, I mean, we all know what's different here. He's QB1, but his routine, even as a two, he was thinking as a one, right? Which is what you want out of any position, but especially that.
There's no doubt. And that's the great thing about him. But all those thoughts and all those things that happen, it's like anything. Unless you actually get a chance to get out there and do it, and the first time you do, sometimes it's, you're prepared really well, but there's a lot of things that are going to be a little bit different. And so that gives him the best opportunity. That's why, in that situation, we felt good about what it is we were going to do.
As Tanner Mordecai heals and tries to get himself ready, what can he do right now to help Braden and help anybody who asked? Right?
Well, I think it's just help build his confidence. You talk about another set of eyes, another set of, in particular, some experiences, because coaches are coaches, right? I mean, we can slow things down and we can press pause and we can explain things, but we still get out of touch with how fast things happen when you're out there. And I think that's where Tanner can be a great resource on the sideline. He can be a great resource in between, series, and he can be a great resource in the film room and just reminding him of the speed and the things that happen, and you know, and the way that which you need to think.
The other one of the injuries that I'm not even sure you were asked about this on Monday. It was obvious during the game. You'd mentioned it. James Thompson Jr. had only played a handful of snaps in the game, and you know, I know there was the one big play, but it seemed like that's a big hit. First of all, Captain Obvious statement. You guys held up okay, did you not?
Without we did, and we played a lot of guys up front, especially playing in a lot more big people and things like that. So, you know, you had to roll a lot more. But it was definitely something that takes a hit when what I would say your most consistent and probably the guy that's made the most plays for us up front. I think he made it four or five snaps. Maybe got hurt on like the third snap, tried to go again and really couldn't do it. But that was a big one for us. The rest of the group did. They filled in. A lot of guys played, you know, a significant number of snaps.
I could name any number of guys, but, you know, Kurt Neal obviously got in there quite a bit the other day. Ben Barton, I know we've talked about him before, but he's just one of those guys, like what, you know, you ask him to get in there, and he'll give you as many snaps as he possibly can. Probably a guy you got a lot of respect for, don't you?
He is. And I'll be honest, he's one of those guys that after spring football, I'm like, I don't know. I mean, what are we gonna get out of him? Is he gonna, you know, is he gonna make the bus and things like that? And if there's anybody that I said that, you know, we've talked about Rico being a consistent guy, but another guy that like from spring ball through fall camp into the season that has incredibly increased the things that he has done and shown us he can do is probably Ben Barton.
That's where you find out guys who really love the game, right? Because he, you know, he was a really good high school basketball player, maybe could have pursued that. But when you talk, Barry used to talk about this all the time. I want guys who love football. You're thinking, well, don't they all? Maybe it's various levels, right? It's like Ben Barton loves it.
There's definitely different levels of love, and you're trying to figure those things out at all times. And it doesn't make anybody any different, right? It doesn't make them good or bad people. It's just there's a uniqueness as you get into these levels and these higher levels and these, you know, I say stress, but into these, you know, the midst of a season. And you really find out, you know, the guys that continue to thrive in these environments are the guys that really love the game of football.
You also mentioned after the game that Braylon Allen had showed you, I have the quote exactly right, but he showed you a few things in the second half, the way he ran, the physical nature, which he certainly has. We have seen that in the past, but every time this happens, when he starts running through people, I just think back of his position coach on your show a few weeks ago, like he must be upset. He must be a little mad about something. He ran mad, didn't he?
He did. That was the thing I was going to say is I saw some anger and his ability to, you know, run a little bit more angry in that second half, knowing that, you know, there were some things that were going to be on his shoulders. So that was another one of those things I thought was impressive that maybe I knew was in there, had seen a little bit of, but hadn't seen as much as I did on Saturday.
Circle back to Ches Malusi here, too. Are there things that you know, obviously he's getting himself healed. Are there things that he can do? Just talking to guys, too, because you always say, you know, it's really hard when you're not playing to still have that leadership type of thing. But he strikes me as someone who's going to do what he can just to try to say things to get guys going a little
he
bit.
He is, and that's why we need him around. So I think he's a critical part of the team. And so finally getting to the point where he's, you know, healing enough that he can move around. He can be on maybe on the sidelines and things because you can't put a guy on the sidelines, can't protect himself. And I think he's a valuable asset to us. Even though he can't be on the field, there's things that he brings to our team and to our program, and especially that running back room that we need.
All right, we will take a break. Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/contest to enter for your chance to be the Culver's VIP family at a UW football game this season. Four families will be selected for the chance to compete for cash on the field at halftime. That's uwbadgers.com/contest. We will take a break. The Luke Fickell Show, brought to you by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at zimbrickfishhatcheryroad.com. Back in a moment. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Coach Fickell here. When I got to Madison, I was in the market for a new car, and my first call was Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. I needed a car with a lot of space, and the Zimbrick team made it easy every step of the way. I looked at Hondas, Hyundais, Buick, GMC, Genesis, and Infiniti. The key to their success is selection and one-stop shopping. Every day is game day at Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. So take a page from my playbook. Find your next new or used vehicle at Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road or online at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com.
It takes perfect execution to get to the end zone. The right play, the right formation, the right route. Every moment is meticulously practiced and perfected to defeat the opponent. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our award-winning team tackles cancer head-on with the same kind of precision. We work smarter and fight harder with customized treatments and world-class doctors. The team at UW Health Carbone Cancer Center stops at nothing to intercept and defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Now is your chance to be there when Badger football takes the field this season. With limited games remaining this year, it's time to act now and secure your tickets for Northwestern and Nebraska this November. Tickets are selling fast. Lock in your spot for game day today. For more information and to purchase your Wisconsin football tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
We continue with the Luke Fickell Radio Show presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. A bit later, we will check in with running back Jackson Aker as well as cornerback Ricardo Hallman. Never short of things to say with Rico. Fun guy to watch, just a fun guy to talk to. I wish Tausch was here, another load management day here, because we all always enjoy the offensive lineman, defensive lineman thing. I've known Brett, he's a friend and all that, but we got two really successful head coaches who are former defensive linemen. Why are defensive linemen better coaches, you think, than offensive linemen?
Well, I think there's a lot of things. They have to actually work a lot harder as they grow up and move through things, but I think the uniqueness of maybe guys that were, you know, like, I'm not saying Brett, but more in my realm, guys that were overachievers, you know, sometimes you see those guys in the defensive line that are very, very gifted. And, you know, those are usually the ones you're seeing playing at the next level as well. And then some of us that are, you know, what we'd say grinding it out and finding ways to still stay over there and not take the de-evolution that I call moving over to the offensive line, that you're willing to push through those things and not just, you know, kind of give in and say, okay, I'll go over to the offensive line.
The theme will take up again next week. Obviously, we do the live show before the game with Ohio State. You and Brett, you know each other. I mean, there's some coaches in the league you know better than others. You guys had a pretty memorable game, your team and his team back in 2011. But he's someone you've gotten to know a little bit over the course of time, or not so much?
I mean, I know him. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say that I've spent any time with him.
Okay.
It's just one of those things that I think that the coaches in the Big Ten have done a decent job at, you know, sticking together and having their meetings and getting to know each other a little bit. And obviously I've only been here for a short amount of time, but never really have gotten opportunities, you know, outside of, you know, a game or a quick meeting of truly getting to know Brett and I just, I don't know if that's a little bit of my personality, but I think that, you know, not being in the league and not being in some of those meetings where those other guys have done a better job, I think, of knowing each other.
Yeah, it's also a highly competitive business, so that makes sense in that regard, too. One of the things you talked about most recently Monday, but you've mentioned before, and any number of coaches do this, where you try to stress to your players, focus more on process, being better today, being better tomorrow, than the destination. When you heard that as a player, if it was Coach Cooper telling you that, did you get it at first, or is that kind of a hard thing to grasp, especially maybe as a younger player?
I think it is. I think it is because you dwell upon those end results so often, you know, and because we all want them, right? I mean, even as a player, you want that at the end of the year. You want this. You got these goals. You got these, you know, things that you set for yourself, whether they're tackles, whether they're sacks, whether tackles for loss, whether they're completions, whether they're catches, you know. And yet you can get blinded by those things and forget, you know, what you really will remember, what makes you good too, but also what you'll really remember is kind of what the journey was like. Because ultimately the destination just kind of is what it is, and it's all it ends up being done. And when you look back at it, it's that journey and all those things that you went through, whether you're a player and it's with your buddies and your teammates, or if you're with a coach, if you're a coach and you're seeing, as you look back at it, some of the struggles and the ups and downs that really ended up making a lot of us who we are.
When Barry was, again, I keep referencing, you know, if it was Barry or Bo Ryan or Dick Bennett, coaches a lot of times take it worse than players. Or let me rephrase that. Coaches get lifted by players if it's Sunday or if it's the first day of practice, because you guys in your profession, it's only natural you beat yourself up. You know, it's like, well, should I have done this or should I have done that? But being around the players is like a great therapy. Is that, you're nodding your head, so there's something to that, right?
It is. And that's, to me, the hardest thing about being a head coach, because you don't get to spend an hour or two in the meeting with the players. You know, you just keep beating yourself up over different things, watching it by yourself too often. And I tell them on Sundays, I need you guys. That Sunday practice, yes, it's for us, it's for our team, it's to move on, but it's also, you know, it's something that's therapeutic for me as well. And so the best few hours of my weeks are Tuesday practice out there, Wednesday practice out there. It's things I need as well.
Yeah, I've heard coaches say that forever. The best days are the practice days. It's you, nobody else. And maybe you love home games, but maybe the second best thing is being on the road too, right? Just you guys, distractions are at a minimum.
It is. And I, just in general, all those things, right? Your kind of business trip gets started a little bit early. You can kind of get your stuff in earlier on Friday, and then you get on the road and it becomes, you know, just you and just the team, and, you know, a lot less, you know, just all kinds of things, whether, you know, it's distractions, whether it's, you know, people around the hotel, just the idea of going together and this is all we've got, I think sometimes can help you kind of refocus a little bit.
We were talking about weather and what we thought it would be and what it turned out to be last week against Iowa. It seems like every time I've been down there at Memorial Stadium, it's windy because it's flat, right, and all that. I mean, what do you remember about playing down there in Champaign?
I remember a couple. I mean, I probably had a remember playing, but probably one of the last games. I don't know. It was really, really a cold day. and then I remember going there in my year of 2011, I think it was. Obviously, a really windy day, and I think we threw four passes that day, completed one for a touchdown, but found a way to win the football game. And then it's mostly the weather things that I remember from being in Champaign.
Yeah, that's this year's team in Champaign. They had some guys last year. They had the best points against defense in the country, and a couple of those guys got picked really early in the NFL draft. They've worked through some stuff, though. As you take a look, let's look at their offense first. Tell us what your impressions of their quarterback, Luke Altmaier. What do you see there?
He is a talented player. I don't know that, you know, he's kind of hit his stride. I think they've had their ups and downs. They've got some, to be honest, they've got some really good weapons, you know, on the outside. And I think they're maybe kind of torn a little bit between, you know, the weapons they have on the outside with the wide receivers to maybe a little bit more of what they want to do in establishing the physicality and things up front. So I think that, you know, a little bit in the evolution of this year, you're seeing them kind of battle back and forth with having some really good skill, but yet wanting to be more physical and be able to control the game up front a little bit more.
Yeah, they've used a couple young, couple freshman running backs. They've been hit, much like you guys, they've been hit with injuries in the backfield. But those weapons on the outside, number one, Isaiah Williams, probably the guy, leading receiver in the Big Ten, a conference with some pretty prolific receivers. They mentioned among his attributes his speed. Is that, he does a lot of things pretty well, but the speed jumps.
Yeah, I think it's hard to just pinpoint one because I think it's quickness as well. And I think that's where he makes himself so different than a lot of others. Guys with just straight speed is tough, but yet you kind of know where they're going. It's the guys that have the acceleration, the change of direction, you know, being a former quarterback. There's all those little things that throw into, you know, what he is and what he can do as a player.
Yeah, it's part of the story of him. He came there as a quarterback, and then Brett, maybe receiver is the best bet for you, and it just turned out to be true. That description there of a guy like Williams, does that apply to an extent to your slot receiver, Will Pauling? I don't know what his 40 time is, but he seems like he runs well, but he's got some quickness there, some escapability to his game.
Yeah, I think the uniqueness about those guys that play a little bit more in the slot is the strength that they got, because sometimes, you know, they're taken, as in Isaiah's case, you know, some of those screen passes and things like that, that if you're slight and you can't run through an arm tackle, they're probably not as good at those things. But, you know, where he does a great job, and that's where Will Pauling is a little bit different as well. He's got some straight line speed, but he's definitely an acceleration, a change of direction guy that can kind of run through some arm tackles.
Defensively with Illinois, they've had a couple guys banged up, but they're two really good defensive linemen. If Keith Randolph is back this week, Johnny Newton on the other side, and it seems like they're outside linebackers too. 49, Seth Coleman had a big day. I know statistically they're not as good as they were a year ago. It'd be kind of hard to be better than what they were statistically a year ago. But are your coaches getting, your offensive coaches, they get a sense they're starting to find their way a little bit on that side of the ball?
I definitely think so. I think you're seeing them kind of settle in a little bit more. They, you know, were a lot more of what they were last year early on, and now you can kind of see them getting settled down a little bit more into the mixture of figuring out, you know, what it is that they do maybe even better this year than they did last year, you know, obviously with some different players. But I think they've, in a lot of ways, starting to find some of their stride on both sides of the football.
The next question I'll ask here, one of the last ones here for this show, is probably one better. It'll circle back to it at the end of the season. But as you move through the Big Ten schedule right now, teams you faced, teams you've maybe looked at, like whoever else Illinois has played on its schedule, is this conference pretty much what you remembered it?
It is. It is. I mean, there's a lot of balance and a lot of parity right now, I would say, in the ones that we've seen, and even ones I've seen on Cross, and there's some physicality behind things that, I knew that, but from being away, I think you do sometimes, unfortunately, forget that a little bit. And then you remember back to the Big Ten. There's many different ways of winning a football game, as we saw last week. And so I think the uniqueness of, you know, what it's always been, what it's continued to grow to be. But I think there's some things that will never change.
Yeah, base of fun. Well, fun for us. I don't know if fun applies to coaches, but that's why you jump back in, yep, to get back into this mix, right?
It is. I mean, there's going to, week in and week out, you can say there's not some of the blue bloods and, you know, there's all different kinds. But the reality is it's really good football with really good coaching, that to me kind of goes back to the fundamentals, regardless of, you know, what you say is fundamentally based on an offense or a defense, but true fundamentals to how to play, how to win football games is, I think this is where it started.
All right, we will take another break. Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Badger Athletics. A little bit later, we'll check in with Badgers running back Jackson Aker out of Verona, Wisconsin. But after this break, we'll hear from cornerback Ricardo Holman, one of the prides of South Florida, and playing really well this year. 4 interceptions, among other things, bringing one back 95 yards for a score against Rutgers. This is the Luke Fickell Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Back in a moment on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that.
It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies tonight with a chance for scattered showers. Lows dip down to about 45. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 56. Cloudy. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Chance for scattered showers. Lows dip down to about 42. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 58.
We continue with the Luke Fickell Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Now our chance to hear from a couple of the Badger players. In a few minutes, we'll check in with running back Jackson Aker out of Verona, Wisconsin. But right now, we have the opportunity to visit with redshirt sophomore cornerback Ricardo Hallman out of Miami, Florida. One of the fun parts of doing what I do is watching not just teams bounce back from tough times, but individual players. And it was a rough go, as Badger fans are aware, at the midway point of last season for Ricardo. But man, as he bounced back, a really good spring was shining in that spring game, otherwise known as the launch, last April. And he has four interceptions so far this season, a couple at Purdue and the game-changing pick six against Rutgers a couple of weeks ago. We visited with Rico about that and other topics in tonight's conversation.
Was there any doubt when you picked it off that you were going to take it all the way? Do you think the quarterback might be able to trip you up a little bit,
okay,
or no?
I'll be honest. There's a little doubt, just because, you know, we had played the whole, there's a little doubt just because, you know, we had played the whole drive. I was already a little fatigued. I was a little tired already. But I knew once I intercepted it, I was like, I got to take this all the way, because if I don't, I'm going to get so much crap on the sidelines. Everybody's saying I'm slow. Everybody's going to be yelling at me and stuff and all of that, so I knew I had to push through. I had to take it there to the house.
Weren't you on like a state champ level relay team in high school though?
Yes,
like,
sir.
People need to know that.
Yeah, right? that's a hidden fact. You know, the guys on the team be trying to say I'm not the fast or one of the faster guys, but they don't know that I was on a 4x1 team that was placed third in states in Florida. You know, guys are fast out there. So yeah, I was on a state champion team that placed third. So that was awesome as well.
I did see some metric that said you were plus 20 miles an hour there at peak there. So is it, and maybe it's more than that. You get shortchanged a little bit.
I don't know, because they were joking with me. Coach Haynes was like, "I heard you only hit an 18.7," and Coach Brady was telling me, "Oh yeah, you only hit an 18.7. You didn't run fast. Don't get too hyped up."
Okay.
But they were joking. I knew. I was telling Coach Haynes. I was like, "Nah, I felt 20. I had to have had at least a 20 or something like that."
It's interesting, Ricardo, because I was talking with Coach Fickell. I said it's easy for us on the outside to want to talk to you after a 95-yard pick six. The smart ones were talking to you a long time ago, and even going back into spring ball, because obviously it was the first chance for Coach Fickell and the staff to see you. He talked about how consistent you were during spring. Take us through that, because we remember that the interceptions in the launch in the spring game, but it went back further than that, right? You really felt like you were coming into your own in spring ball last year.
Oh yes, sir, definitely. I pride myself on consistency, and then as a defensive back especially, you got to have that, because you want to be as consistent as you can be. People are going to take shots at you all the time, so especially with me being an undersized guy out there, I know people are going to take shots, so my technique and the effort I play with has to be consistent. So just going into spring, and I felt myself kind of taking that next step and getting better each and every practice, and that's something I really prided myself on. It was one of my goals, just not even if I have an amazing day all the time, I just want to get better every single day. And I feel like with my technique, my effort level, even with ball skills, it's just little certain skills I worked on every day to get better, and I just feel like it helped me to grow consistent and more consistent every day. And I think you guys are finally seeing like a kind of, not, I'm not going to say a finished product, but like a product and a work of like what I can become, and what how much I still got to be more consistent, still working to get better and better each and every day. But I feel like you guys are seeing what I'm capable of at the moment.
I always thought, too, one of the fun things about what I do is watching former Badger players connect with current. And it could be at any number of positions, running back, you, quarterbacks from the past talking. You and Scott Starks have developed a pretty good relationship. For those who don't know, tell us about that a little bit.
Oh, yes, sir. So my freshman year, I can't remember if it was freshman year or sophomore year, he was my donor at the luncheon down there. He wasn't able to make it, so I didn't really get to talk to him. But after that, I think some time went by. It was during the midst of spring ball or towards the end, he followed me on Instagram. So, I hit him up. I was like, oh, wow, this is Scott Starks. Let me hit him up. This is Badger great, Badger legend. So I followed him, hit him in a direct message, told him how much of a fan of him I was and the work he did here and all he does. So, I was able to connect with him, get his number, and then, we texted a couple times. We've been on the phone a couple times. So he's a great guy. He's giving me some advice, he's been a great mentor for me, just helping me with football tips and just some life tips that we talk about. So it's been great to have a relationship with him so far.
He's involved in one of the most famous plays of the last 25, 30 years. I'm not sure if you're aware of that. It was at Purdue back in like 2004. Purdue is ready to win the game. There was a fumble. A teammate of Scott knocked the ball out, a guy named Robert Brooks. Scott scooped and scored. It was the difference in the game.
Wow.
That was like Purdue was ranked fifth, sixth in the country. Game day was there. It was a big deal. You didn't know that?
No,
he was surprised. He was like, "Oh yeah, one of the most famous plays of the last 30 some years of Badger football."
Oh wow, that's crazy. I didn't even know that. That's awesome though. I didn't know that.
The position you guys play, it's always fascinating because it's a spotlight position. You've got to have, if it's thick skin, great confidence. Take us into your world a little bit, because everybody has an up and down part, and the ups are, it's been so much fun watching with you here, but take us into the world and maybe the pressure you put on yourself to maximize your capability out there.
Yeah, definitely. Like you said with DB, it's a position of up and downs. Like, you have to take the great with the bad as well. You're going to play at a high level, and then sometimes you're going to get beat. You play this game long enough, everybody knows you're going to get beat eventually. You're going to have a bad game, or you're going to do something. So just kind of, being able to stay consistent no matter what, no matter ups and downs, because you can't let anything affect you out there. Because if a team sees you down, let's say they caught a touchdown on you or they caught a pass on you, you're, oh, man, you're driving your head out there. Oh, yeah, we're going to go at him again. We're going to keep going at him. So that's all defensive back is. You have to be able to compete no matter what happens. And I think so far I've been able to do a good job of that. As you guys can see, like even with last year at Michigan State, I didn't hang up my head down too long on that. I knew that I had to get better. I knew I wanted to be better. And I knew I wouldn't let that happen again. And I think that's just like a product of me working and just not growing complacent and wanting that to happen to me again. So just like you said, it's a position of up and down. Your confidence always has to be high no matter what, because I take it as I'm going to get beat, but I'm going to make them do it all game if they're going to beat me. So yeah. I just take that mindset and an approach every time I hit the field.
And there's the resolve that you have yourself, and there's talking with guys like Scott Starks, and then current teammates. I mean, Daryl Peterson is probably your best friend of the team. So, I mean, knowing that you've got guys in the locker room, they've got your back, that's got to mean the world, right?
Oh, yeah, that means the world. Just like even I'm going back to Michigan State my last year when I had the tough game, you know, I was really emotional in the locker room and stuff like that. It was a hard time for me. Every single guy had my back. John Tortorella was the first person to come and be, hey, this game was not on you. I made mistakes too. You know, just keep getting better. We're all good. All my teammates overwhelm me with love and support and stuff like that. So it feels so great to know these guys have your back, and it makes you want to go even harder for them every time you step on the field. I don't want to get beat for these guys. I'm going to play my best that I can for these guys. You know, we have a great support system. I love this team and everybody on it.
All right, lighter notes as we wind this down. I've heard a lot of people say that you're the funniest guy on the team.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt.
Yes, no doubt. You know, we have a little me, Quincy, Will, and DP. We all have a little ranking system because we like to say we're the funniest four on the team. And it's consistent that I'm the number one in the group and I'm the number one on the team. You know, other guys will vote DP and Will here and there, but I think I'm a consistent number one on the team.
So whoever it is, it's number two. It's a distant second, you would say.
Yeah, it's definitely a distant second. Everybody knows that.
That's Badgers junior cornerback Ricardo Holman. Stay with us. More to come, including a talk with Jackson Aker, Badgers running back out of Verona. More of the Luke Fickell Show is coming up. Coach Fickell Show is brought to you by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
In football, every play is about perfect execution. Tackling at the right angle, blitzing at the right second, juking at the right moment. Every move can make or break the game, and sometimes the player. That's when athletes turn to UW Health Sports Medicine. From muscle tears in a tackle to ACL sprains in a quick pivot, our MVP providers are the Badgers' official team doctors, ready to deliver award-winning care for any injury so every Wisconsin athlete can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
It's the Badgers and the Illinois Fighting Illini Saturday down in Champaign. Our coverage starts at 12:30. Kickoff is set for 2:30. And if you're just catching up on all things Wisconsin football, the game against Ohio State a week from Saturday at Camp Randall, that will kick off at 6:30. Our coverage starts 2 hours earlier. Our players portion of the program continues as we check in with Badgers running back Jackson Aker, a terrific player at Verona, also a terrific track athlete, a state champ, as a matter of fact, in our state in both the shot and the discus. And with the injury to Ches Malusi at Purdue a few weeks ago, Aker is now the number two running back behind Braylon Allen. And Jackson ran it well when he had the chance to against Rutgers. 13 carries for 65 yards, had just three totes in the game last week against Iowa. But he is a powerful young man, and it's that old line that they always talk about in sports: stay ready so you don't have to get ready. Well, that's advice that Jackson Aker has taken to heart.
Like I've told a lot of people, in a perfect world, Ches would still be here balling out, doing his thing. But, you know, unfortunate things happen. I felt like physically I was prepared for this. I was ready. It was convenient that it did come on the bye week. It gave me that extra time to mentally prepare and just get ready for this role.
I was talking to Coach Spaulding both during training camp and then in the days leading up to the Rutgers game. But I go back to training camp, and he said he really likes this room. It is deeper than people think. You know, with Braylon and Ches, that's a great combo. But he made the point then, don't stop there. For you, I mean, you were a fullback here, and then obviously the philosophical changes. When did it start to really click for you? It's like, yeah, I can still do this. I did this, you know, did this high school level really, really well. I belong. Running back is where I can make my home.
Yeah, I've sort of bounced around here since I've been here. Started as a tailback, then moved to fullback, which I did enjoy, but I love tailback. So, but yeah, I tell a lot of people that whatever they want me to do, I'll do. If they think I can do it, I'm willing to do it. So, and if that's me playing tailback, I'm up for it. I'm loving it so far.
I would think, as you know, defensive players can't be loving this right now because Braylon is really put together. You're really put together.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a couple of running backs who can make people miss, but can dish it out a little bit too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I really try not to compare myself to other people, but yeah, I feel like me and Braylon are just both really powerful backs, and we have good speed, and it's a dangerous duo.
Yeah. Let me go back. We're going to wind back to 2 years ago in the game against Rutgers. You get in there. It's a November game.
Mm-hmm.
You get that first touchdown. Take us through what that experience was like getting out there and getting into the end zone as you did.
Yeah, no way. It was a chilly game. I had to warm up a little bit before I went in. but, yeah, first play, it was power, I believe, and, yeah, bounced it out to the right. I remember it was cold because my eyes were watering as I was running into the end zone. And honestly, I didn't think of a celebration. I didn't think I was going to score that day, but it was a great feeling. I loved it.
And then 2 years later, you get a lot of playing time, obviously, in the Rutgers game. But for people who don't know, I mean, you ran for close to 1,000 yards, right, as a junior in high school at Verona. It was 900-plus. Senior year was a spring season with the pandemic. Mm-hmm. So it's a different world, I get it. But in a way, was it kind of like for you, hey, man, I've done this before. It's like high school. Give me the ball. I'm fine. If it's 12 carries, if it's 15 carries, the more the better.
Yeah, I've done it in the past. Really, when I switched to fullback, it was a little different just because I wasn't in as much. But throughout camp and all these practices, I feel like I'm back to where I needed to be, and I was physically prepared for this role.
How excited is family?
Very, very. Yeah, it would have been nice to score. But I felt like I went out and I showed what I can do, so I'm happy with what I did.
You know, again, for some Badger fans, maybe a lot of Badger fans know this, but for those who don't, there have been some really good track athletes who have come here and have been really good football players. You're one of them, a state champ, right? The discus and the shot. When was the last time?
Been
a minute?
Yeah, it's been a minute. There was times I wanted to get out just to see how, if I still have it, how far I can throw. I've also thought about going back just to help out at high school and teach others to be great. So,
was it ever a temptation here to give it a whirl?
Honestly, if I remember correctly, I was supposed to talk to the track team about throwing before I ever came to the camp. But then I came to the camp, I think it was my second to last day of sophomore year, and I committed like 3 hours later. Yeah.
The sports are a lot different, but is there anything one to the other that translates, just the competitive edge, that type of thing?
Yeah, I know a lot of football guys are track and football, like dual sport. I feel like the running in the separate seasons is very advantageous and helps prepare one for the other and vice versa.
That's Badgers running back Jackson Aker as we continue with the Luke Fickell Show, brought to you by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Back to check out the rest of the Big Ten schedule this week and more as we continue in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't.
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers hit the road to take on the Fighting Illini. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a single father of two who works three
part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table?
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family.
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet.
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin Public Schools open doors for all students. I'm Peggy Wirtz-Olson, a Wisconsin teacher and president of the Wisconsin Education Association Council. Public school educators and families work together to reach, teach, and inspire Wisconsin's next generation of leaders. As we head back to school, we hope you'll join us. WEAC. We teach, we inspire. Find out more at weac.org.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving.
a public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Checking out other games in the Big Ten coming up this weekend. A couple of early window games. Ohio State at home against Penn State. Indiana with the home field against Rutgers. A couple of 2:30 games. 2:30 Central time, that is. Iowa and Minnesota down at Kinnick Stadium. Northwestern will be at Nebraska. And then Saturday night in East Lansing, Michigan State at home against the Michigan Wolverines. Our coverage on Saturday from Champaign will start at 12:30. Kickoff is set at 2:30 for the Badgers and the Illinois Fighting Illini. We'll talk to you Saturday from Champaign on the Badger Sports Network.
You've been listening to the Luke Fickell Radio Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. Also brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 45. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow, chance for scattered rain showers, daytime highs approaching 56. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night, chance for scattered rain showers, lows level off around 42.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently it's 56.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour.